We have no, let's see, commission remarks.
Everybody go vote.
Tomorrow?
Everybody go vote tomorrow, the next day, or what?
The next day won't do anything.
Depends on who you're voting for if you go the next day.
Yeah. If they haven't voted, go vote.
Okay, next on the agenda, accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 441612 through 441666. Warrant 6563 and one transfer from collector to GCR.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. We have approval of previous minutes for July 25th, 2016. They are not available at this time, so we're going to move to the next item is letter of support, Greens at the Branson Hills.
Is that the senior housing? For the senior housing?
Yeah.
Yes, affordable senior housing project.
I'll read it real quick, and then that way we can vote on it. This is from Mr. Schofield, Presiding Commissioner. Dear Mr. Metz, I'm writing on behalf of the Taney County Commission in support of the above-referenced senior affordable housing development, which will be located west of the Branson Recplex on Branson Hills Parkway. Phase 3 will provide affordable housing to qualified couples age 55 years and older. This project consists of 42 two-bedroom units that are one-story duplex-style building, including an attached garage, which will rent from $500 to $550 per month. Taney County supports affordable home developments for their efforts in bringing senior housing to the community. It is important for the awareness to remain critical due to the rapid decrease of affordable living for senior citizens in both the city of Branson and the entire Tri-Lakes region. Thank you for your continued support of Taney County. Sincerely, Mike Schofield. Move to approve the letter of support for Greens at Branson Hills.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Wheelchair accessibility.
That was brought to us last week as a concern. I think the individual offices, we probably need to go through and make sure that we can take care of that, and that would be an in-house duty that we would take care of. I'm not sure how many places that we might have like that. I think there was some concern that the entrance doors, which we've had a concern with security on, was a problem, and I think the lady that asked that we consider this had tried to enter a door that we had securely locked, so there was a question about that. And but that all the other access points, I think, into the county is fine. I'm just thinking that she tried to get around inside offices, I should say one office, that she couldn't maneuver her wheelchair around in. So we need to look at those and take care of it. And that, I mean, that the way that's lettered, the way that's put on our agenda, I think that's just for discussion. I don't know that.
Yeah, it was brought, like you said, she mentioned it last week. Was it in public comment? I think it was in public comment. So I think we put it on here so we could talk about it. We just wanted to make sure that we're ADA compliant.
Compliant, right.
So I think that
they can buy and talk to me. I had a couple of comments last time, and I know she's not here because she's on vacation. I think that maybe even George, I think he had an accident, has some broken ribs, maybe in the hospital right now. But
that happened yesterday afternoon, I guess?
Yeah, I think his ego turned over where he shouldn't have or something. But Renee. she was confident we were ADA compliant. And so I know she had gone and checked that out. And, I mean, she would have to give you the report.
Well, and I think the concern was...
She would have been here if she had known.
Yeah, no, we know. The concern, I think, was in some of the offices. So we just need to... And they might not be required to be, but if the elected official wants some stuff done, I guess, to make it more accessible, let us know and we can... Yeah, no, I knew she was on vacation. I'm assuming they did as well. So.
Anything else?
I would like a written report from her on all.
I'll bet you she has one right now. Just before she's
right.
Saying, you'll have to wait for a while to get
right, and in confidence, she'll give us one and we'll comply with whatever needs to be done.
Bid recommendations for Sycamore Road Bridge Project. Mr. Erickson's on vacation and said that you could handle this, Randy.
Gentlemen, this is in reference to bid number 201606-346 in Sycamore Road Church Bridge. This bid was put out June 25th and we opened July 26th. Had basically two contractors respond to this. This bid is in three parts. The reinforcing steel, the setting of the precast, and then the actual precast beams for the bridge. The other work on the bridge will be done by in-house crews. In your packet, you'll see Great River reviewed this and made recommendation. They basically done the engineering on this and reviewed the contractors to make sure everything within their bid was good. So
now, are they going to be responsible for any of the work, inspection of the work?
Yes. Yes, they'll handle all the inspection and review and they'll have an inspector there on site helping us also, so testing concrete. The first one on the rebar, that was R and J Warren Construction LLC. And their cost for materials was $17,462.50. The slab beam erection was also R&J Warren Construction. And that was the setting of the bid, pouring the crane and setting those 14 beams for us once we have the footings and pier walls in place. And that bid was $38,240, I believe.
Yeah, that's right.
And then the third bid was from County Materials Corporation. And they're the ones that's actually providing the precast slab beams, 14 of them. And their bid was $185,729.60.
it typical for the engineer to recommend the...
We had them do the plans, and they, the only thing we played a part in putting this out was to advertise to meet our state statute, advertising, but then they, contractors would have to obtain a set of plans from the engineer to be able to bid. But we had asked them to look over to make sure that the contractor bidding on this was could comply, I mean, could provide what we needed for this bridge. So,
do you have the other bids?
The other, these are the only bids that were turned in for this project. There was
turned into Great
Ron Erickson. No, they were turned in here and opened here, and then I
and
supplied Creek River.
Okay.
We supplied them the copy of the bid.
So the recommendation is coming from Great River. That's what my concern is.
Right, and my recommendation would be the same as Great River's for these.
So where's the other? So these, there were no other bids?
No other bidders. These were the bidders.
On all three?
On all three parts.
Danny, do you have any questions?
No, I would have thought there would have been more. That's
there
it.
Were actually five companies that picked up plans. And I have that here somewhere. Give me a second.
Now, Randy, I ask you as road superintendent, what do you think? If there was five companies picked up plans, what do you think in the engineering of the construction would have caused them to back off?
Probably location of the job, and not a very big job probably is one reason. Location kind of deterred some of them when they where it's at. We've got the trestle to deal with, which we've already working with one of the bidders here. We've looked on site and double checked with crane companies to make sure we can get them in there, and also the trucks, and I've gathered other easements to make that possible for that to get through the trestle. It's probably one thing that's deterred them, and the other reason the one gentleman on that list I gave you, I don't even know, and but they send that so we know who picked up plans to bid on this, and one of the companies surprised didn't turn in a bid, and he did turn in a quote to Mr. Warren, but it was too late to get turned in on time by the time he got it, and he would have been higher anyway, but the R&J Warren Company is one that actually helped us. They supplied bids on the Pro Tem Cedar Creek bridge that we done down there, and they also set the precast on that bridge. They supplied the rebar for it. And the company that actually bid on the precast there was a Springfield company.
But I wrote it out.
The design of this one is a little different. Box beam type structure that Springfield doesn't make, so that's the reason they didn't turn in a bid.
That paper thing.
Oh. Why that it would be put out in three divisions to start off with. Usually we'll have something broke down after a bid's come in on a total project. If we don't find it acceptable, we'll break it down and have